Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
on the Tuesday after the smoke is cleared on a football season. Good morning. It is the midday show. Benigno and Roberts. Joe is out today. He returns tomorrow. He's having a very minor medical procedure. And then he'll be back ready to go tomorrow. Dove and Ernie, you're here. You're here. I actually like this time of year. People complain about this time of year because football's over. It's the dog days of the NBA, the dog days of the NHL. And we still have a while before opening day. But a few of the reasons why I love this time of year is this is when I start to dream about spring. And I got to hand it to the weather because the last 2 days is starting to make you feel like you're not that far off. I mean, pitchers and catchers report in about a week. Yesterday, as I'm driving home, it was 62 degrees. And even today, it's supposed to be another nice, nice day. So you start to fantasize a little bit about the baseball season. We'll get into the baseball later on. John Morosi is going to join me. What the heck is going on with all of these free agents? Bryce Harper is still out there. Manny Machado is still out there. Dallas Keuchel is still out there. Marwin Gonzalez is still out there. Craig Kimbrell is still out there. It is a very, very long list. So we'll talk to him coming up. We'll get a feel for what the hell's going on in Boston because I am very, very jealous. We all are about not just the Patriots, but the Red Sox, even to a degree the Celtics and the Bruins. It's just, it's everything we're not. But a couple of things on basketball. Number one, Porzingis. You know, if Kristaps Porzingis is going to go on Instagram and he is going to be very cryptic about what happened between him and the New York Knicks, and he was very cryptic the other day when he told Knicks fans to stay woke. That was his comment to Knicks fans. What I would say to Porzingis is open your mouth and tell your side of the story. And if Mark Cuban is standing there at that press conference yesterday and says, Kristaps, we would prefer you not do that, then I do what I probably did over the last 4 years here in New York City. I tell my brother Giannis to tell Mark Cuban, well, this is what I'm going to do. But the cryptic messages have to stop. I am pretty sure that both the Garden and Porzingis have done wrong and have wronged each other in ways over the last couple of years. But to put closure on this thing, just open your mouth and say what you have to say. Because to go out on Instagram and to just give like this idea that the Knicks did something to you that you don't like, that we don't know about, you're warning Knicks fans they have to stay woke. Well, tell us. We're all ears. I'm willing to listen. There's a lot of Knicks fans that are willing to listen. They may not believe you. You are now public enemy number one to the Knicks fan base. But enough of this cryptic BS. Just say what you got to say. Because yesterday he had his opportunity, and who cares what Mark Cuban told him? Well, big deal. Well, now Kristaps Porzingis is listening to Mr. Cuban because Cuban probably told him, hey, don't say anything about the Knicks. You obviously have something to say. You've got a story to tell. Well, we're all waiting. We'd all love to hear your side of the story. And until we hear it, all we can do is base all of our opinions on the reality. And the reality is the Knicks have cleared cap room. They now have the ability to sign two max free agents. They have added draft capital, which could be very valuable because who knows what the Dallas Mavericks are going to look like in 2021. One thing I've learned we all should know, don't assume anything. Don't assume that pick is in the bottom five or the bottom 10 of the first round because you have no idea. So we know they've added cap room. We know they've added draft capital. We know they added a young player in Dennis Smith Jr., and we'll evaluate him now over the next couple of months and maybe next year if he's still on the roster. And we know that they have decided to move on from a guy who was a savior not too long ago. I mean, a year ago at this time, you know, the popularity rating of Kristaps Porzingis was through the roof. Let's not be fooled. When Kristaps Porzingis skipped the exit meeting, most Knicks fans were not mad at him. Most Knicks fans were on the side of Kristaps Porzingis. So this is a guy who at one point had a very high approval rating in this town, but we haven't seen him play basketball in close to a year. And I think, as someone who's not a Knicks fan, I'm just trying to be fair about it, there is major concern given this guy a max contract. Now, could he put it all together, stay healthy in Dallas, and be the guy that Knicks fans were dreaming about over the last few years? Absolutely, it could happen. But he could also break down and never live up to the potential that he clearly has. So we know the risks involved. And like I've said since this deal went down, where it's really going to be judged is how Mills and Perry handle this if they don't get the obvious option A. And option A is signing Kevin Durant and probably for them, signing Kyrie Irving, doing well in the lottery, and competing next year to be a hell of a lot better than what they are now. But if that fails, if Kevin Durant decides to stay in Golden State or go elsewhere, or Kyrie Irving decides to stay in Boston or go elsewhere, the real test, the ultimate test, is going to be, what do you do with all that cap room? If you waste it, if you give max contracts to players that you should not be building around, then this will go down as a colossal failure. But if they're smart about it, then this could at least help with the rebuild that the Knicks have been trying to execute for a long time now. Now, as far as Anthony Davis is concerned, I am rooting for the Los Angeles Lakers to trade for Anthony Davis. I am. And I am rooting for Magic Johnson to panic and listen to the King, King James, and give up everything Dell Demps and the Pelicans want. And according to Adrian Wojnarowski, the Pelicans want Kyle Kuzma, as they should, Lonzo Ball, who they think then could flip to wherever, no matter what Lonzo's father wants. They could keep him if they want, or they could flip him. I think he still has a lot of value. Brandon Ingram, who I'm a big fan of, who I think can blossom into a real good player in this league. Plus, they want not one, not two. This sounds like LeBron. Does this sound familiar, LeBron? Not one, not two, not three, but four first-round picks. I'm telling you, I am praying to the NBA gods that Magic Johnson listens to his king, and he listens to LeBron James and gives the Pelicans everything that they want. Because even though in the short term it's going to sound scary, oh my God, LeBron gets whatever he wants, he will have completely taken the cupboard of the LA Lakers and emptied it out. And sure, Anthony Davis is a top five to top eight player in this league, and LeBron, for now, is still one of the best players in the league, probably the best player in the league, but LeBron is 34. LeBron is not going to be the best player in the league forever. And how are they going to build around that two-headed monster? And you know what's going to end up happening? Oh, I can see it now. In 3 years, after LeBron James's contract is over, or he just breaks down because he's human, even though it feels like he's not human, he's a human being. He bleeds. When he breaks down or he leaves L.A. to go back to Cleveland or go somewhere else or just retire, the L.A. Lakers will have no draft picks and will be built squarely around Anthony Davis. And if that sounds great to you, I give you the New Orleans Pelicans, who have been built around Anthony Davis for a long time now and have won absolutely nothing. So I know there are a lot of people that don't want to see LeBron get what he wants. Oh, I hope he gets what he wants, because I do not believe they're going to win an NBA championship. They're certainly not winning one this year against that Warrior monster. We'll see what the Warriors look like next year. But long term, Magic Johnson is going to allow LeBron James to completely empty the cupboard and put themselves in a position, while sure, they'll have a great player or a really good player in Anthony Davis to build around, they're going to have nothing else. And I think it's a beautiful thing. As far as the Knicks fan dreaming about Anthony Davis, here's the bottom line, and here's why ultimately it's not going to be worth it. Number one, they don't have the package right now. That's obvious, all right? They weren't interested in Kristaps Porzingis, rightfully so. He restricted free agent, afraid he would sign on the tender and then walk away. the lottery pick is still a lottery pick. We don't know if it's one. We don't know if it's two, three, four, could be five. And if they drop out of having the worst record in the NBA, that pick could drop even further. The Pelicans know that. They're not stupid. They understand the way the lottery works. If the Knicks win the lottery, and we were talking about this yesterday, and I really believe this, if the Knicks won the lottery, or were number two, and ended up signing the big-time free agents that you dream of, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, you think 31-year-old Kevin Durant wants to play with a 19-year-old as good as the 19-year-old is? No. His clock on winning an NBA championship will be open for what, 3 to 4 years? Is that fair when you're 31? Seems fair, right? 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, about 4 years. You think Kevin Durant, if he has any say in it, and trust me, he will, this is the NBA. LeBron James, he's running the LA Lakers right now. You think Kevin Durant's going to want to play with a 19-year-old? No. He's going to say, go get me a ready-made guy. But that's the only shot the Knicks have of making a deal for Anthony Davis because, truth be told, the Laker package is pretty good. Now, do I think Brandon Ingram will be a better player than Jason Tatum? No, I don't think so. But I think Brandon Ingram has a chance to be a very good player in this league. He's still only 22 years old. The problem with Boston and the problem with the Pelicans waiting for Boston is that Anthony Davis is making it clear through his father and is making it clear through his agent he's not staying in Boston. Finally, something negative for the city of Boston. Anthony Davis wants nothing to do with you. And do you think Danny Ainge is going to trade draft capital and Jason Tatum for Anthony Davis? And by the way, here's the other thing if you want to read the tea leaves. Maybe Anthony Davis knows Kyrie Irving's not sticking around. Maybe he has an idea that Kyrie is not long for the world in Boston, Mass. So honestly, if I'm the Pelicans, I can wait and I can hope the Celtics make a big trade anyway. I can hope for that and it could happen. I could wait and hope the Knicks win the lottery and say, hey, I got a chance to get Zion Williamson. They'll probably throw in Kevin Knox. Let's go to town, baby. You could, but there's a pretty good chance none of that happens. There's a pretty good chance, based on lottery odds, the Knicks don't win the lottery. Or maybe the Knicks decide, we don't want to trade Zion Williamson for Anthony Davis. And maybe the Celtics realize, geez, we're going to rent Anthony Davis? This guy's serious. He's not sticking around. He's going to come here, play here for a year, even if Kyrie's here, and then leave. So, I tell you, if I'm Dell Demps in the Pelicans, I know you don't want to be bullied. Nobody wants to be bullied. Nobody wants to be told by an agent or another player on another team what to do. I would counter and say, give me 4 first-round picks and hope that Magic Johnson has his Billy King moment. And you know what? I think he's going to because the King is telling him, get me Anthony Davis, even if it means your franchise will be decimated when I'm not here. And mark my words, they will be decimated once LeBron James leaves, whether it's when his contract runs out or Father Time spits him out. So you can be as anti-Laker as you want. I'm anti-Laker. I'm enjoying the fact that D'Angelo Russell is sticking it to the Lakers in a way. If you're anti-Laker, root for Magic to keep piling all those chips in the table. Sure, take all our young assets. Take all our draft picks because we need to make LeBron James happy. And for the Knicks fan, I know this word sounds like a word you don't want to hear anymore. You're sick of this word. But it's all about patience. It's about selling off the veteran assets you have now to get back whatever you can get back. If it's a second-round pick, great. And wait. And hope you win the lottery. And hope that the buzz and the smoke around the league is true that free agents want to come here. And then, depending on what they do, we'll take the next step.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.